if you fail, at least you tried. It's better to say I tried than not try at all. You don't want to look back at your life 10, 20 years and you're like, oh, I wish I would have done that.
You gotta pick yourself up, go backwards, and slam yourself at the wall like 500 more times until the wall crumbles.
25% of middle school girls already believe they'll never achieve their dream career.
Hi, I'm Kara Golden, founder and CEO of Hint. And you're listening to Unstoppable, a podcast spotlighting the journeys of inspiring entrepreneurs. I believe that at its core, leadership is about constantly learning from the people around you, and I'm so inspired by the conversations we're having in our upcoming episodes and can't wait to share them with you. This season, some of my guests include Rebecca Minkoff, fashion designer and founder of the Female Founder Collective, Diana Kaff, author of Girls Who Run the World, Andrew Dudham, founder of Hims, and Eugene Rem, co-founder of Rumble Fitness, and much, much more. Plus, we ask the million-dollar question, what does it really take to be unstoppable? Let's find out. Hi, everybody. It's Kara with Unstoppable, and I'm super excited to have our next guest here, Stevie Christine. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you? I am actually so excited to be here.
I'm really excited to have you here. Now, where are you right now? We're obviously recording during COVID and hopefully the end of COVID, but where are you sitting? She's based in LA typically, but.
I am based in LA typically, and I'm sitting looking outside my window in Cape Cod. Storm's about to come. Looking out.
Please, please be safe. But let me tell you a little bit about Stevie in case you guys are not familiar with her. I've been fangirling Stevie forever on Instagram. She's an award-winning celebrity brow and makeup artist with over 15 years of experience and, you know, really natural looking, just brows. But I mean, I hesitate because you're not just, I mean, you're definitely brows and you're sort of known for that, but you're also just makeup and you're just, you have kind of the undone done brow look, but I mean, and some of, you know, the most kind of natural notable celebrities that are out there and influencers that are out there. But like I said, Stevie started her career way back when as a freelance artist working for Laura Mercier, where she recognized talent soon and took off just basically working with some of these high profile people and film and music and red carpet events. She became the resident brow stylist at Kate Somerville, where she is known as the eyebrow fairy. Is that right? Yes. And she's been featured in Glamour, OK, Refinery 29, named Best Brow Artist in Los Angeles. I mean, Allure Magazine, the list goes on and on and on. Actually, you are based really LA, but also you've go to New York City. I know a lot. We've talked about hooking up a few times there too. But recently she's launched a line around eyebrows, products around it. And I really wanted to get Stevie on here because obviously she's been following her passion and figured out what she's really good at. And, you know, obviously like people will ask her all the time, I mean, how do I, you know, really get the look that you're creating for me. And I love that she's launched her own business around this. And I want to just, you know, kind of hear from her. I'm sure a lot of people think, okay, I'm doing what I love and I've thought about launching your products, but you just went and just did it. And I think that that's just awesome and really admirable. So really excited to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah, very, very excited. So the line is called Naturally By.
Naturally By Stevie Christine.
So what was kind of like, when did you finally decide, I gotta just go do this?
My real like aha moment, I always knew I wanted just to own my own something. I just didn't know. When I was younger, I thought I was gonna go into fashion. Like I was obsessed with fashion. I would cut my own clothes, like, and make my dolls have fashion shows. And my mom would be so pissed because, you know, back then like Guess was big and Guess is like, it's not cheap, right? And I would cut the little Guess sign out and I would make the jeans. And my mom would walk in, she's like, we just bought you those for school. That starts in 2 months or a month, whatever. You know, you go shopping first the whole time. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm creative and I need to do this. And And so I think like at a very young age, when I kind of stepped back, I'm like, oh, I was always kind of creating things like that I wasn't supposed to be doing. So I think it was always there, but a really close girlfriend of mine, she was 27 at the time. She was diagnosed with cancer. And at first we were like, okay, it was scary, right, at that time. And then we really dug in like, oh my God, what if my eyebrows fall out and my hair falls out? Now what? And when we started looking at eyebrow products, I was like, okay, I'll help you out and we'll just try to get eyebrow products that would work for you if you have no hair. And then she had to go to chemo. And then, you know, they tell you about like all these chemicals and whatnot. And when we started like digging deep into it, we realized, okay, there's a lot of cosmetics out there with a lot of crap and a lot of like ingredients that actually are harmful, especially if you're going through treatment. You don't want to add anything more that you don't need to, right? And then that's kind of like where my aha moment came of like, okay, I have this crazy cult following of like, I'm this eyebrow fairy and I'm this and that. And I never even dreamt that I was going to be an eyebrow anything. I love people. I'm a makeup artist. And that's when I was like, okay, like I see a little niche here and like, let's try and figure this out. And that's kind of how the brand started. And no one really knows that story because I kind of feel like it's not a sad story, but it's not, you know, does that make sense? It's like,
yeah, no, totally. And I think there's always that aha moment where people think like, okay, I want to go do this. When did you actually launch the brand?
2 years ago. Mm-hmm.
And when you launched it, what was sort of your strategy? Just take it out to your existing clients? Did you launch it online? What was like the thinking?
I mean, I really didn't have a strategy. I mean, I spoke to so many people and I got different information and I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to put it out there and see what happens. And, you know, through social media, thank goodness we have that. And I, you know, created my own website myself. And I was up like till like 2, 3, 4 a.m. sometimes just doing it myself. Cause you know, when you're first starting, especially I'm self-funded. And so I need to do a lot of legwork myself. And I wanted to be self-funded because I want to control like what ingredients I'm using and what all of this looks like and feels like and textures and colors and everything. And I just put it out there. And I don't know if anyone else feels like that, but I'm so nervous. Like my heart was beating. I'm like, okay, I'm going to post this on my Instagram account.
See what happens.
Oh God.
No, it is scary. It's like somebody's telling you that your face is ugly, right? You know,
it's so scary. And then it's like, this is my own money and it's a lot of money. I have a lot of, you know, I had to buy a lot of stock in it. And like, I'm like, oh my God, what if like not one person buys it? Oh my God. You know, I'm just like freaking out. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to put it out there. I put it on social media. I did my own website and here I am. And thankfully, luckily, it's continuing to grow. And we're definitely adding more products to the line. We're really small because again, I'm self-funded. So we only have currently 5 SKUs. And I kind of wanted it like that because I wanted to start like, you've heard of the book Tipping Point. It's like when someone says something and then it's just kind of, it's conversations and talking growth. And I don't know, I studied communications and rhetorical studies. So it's that same thing, the art of persuasion, but natural, it's not forced. And I think I was going with that. I'm like, I'm just going to go with a natural word of mouth and hopefully that grows it. And luckily I have a great clientele personally and I work with incredible artists all over the world. And I think just with that, I was just trying to see like, hey, what's going to happen? I'm just going to throw it out there and I'm going to be vulnerable. I think you kind of have to be vulnerable and just say, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah. Well, and I think also that you have to, I think so often people don't want to like reach out to their friends. They don't want to sort of tell them, you know, it's just because again, you don't want them to say no to you. And, you know, I've been so surprised. I mean, my book, as I told you, was coming out in October. And, you know, initially I was like, I don't want to bother anybody about it. And, you know, and obviously I've launched a brand hint as well, where, you know, I've just learned, like, let people know about what you're doing. Cause I think like the more, you know, you do let people know what you're doing, the more support you actually do have out there. And I know that you've got, you know, tons and tons of people who not only like just swear by what you've helped them to do and how you've helped them to show up. And I just think like the interesting thing when I look at, you know, people and especially some of the people that you've worked with and photographed, I mean, celebrities like Julia Roberts, Blake Lively, right? You people, Katy Perry, like it's just, you look at them and, you know, they're obviously, you know, really beautiful people, but they're also like their brows are really, you know, they just make them look that much more natural. And I think like that's the kind of thing that I think most people just really, they don't want to be too done up looking. They want to be sort of much more natural. And
well, I think too, right now during this whole COVID thing, like everyone's wearing masks. Like your brows have to be very
white.
And believe it or not, yeah, a lot of women forget about their brows. I mean, I can't even tell, people are like, brows, what? I'm like, do you not like, what, do you even own a brow product? And you would be surprised. Women are like, no, I never even thought about it. Like, I never even thought what to do with my brows. And it's like, interesting.
Tutorials on your Instagram too, that like during COVID, I love them. No, I've watched them. I mean, they're terrific.
Thank you.
They're so good. In fact, I need a little touch up on
Thank
my brows.
Thank you. I mean, and you have to think like, it's like everything's covered now, right? Make sure those brows are framing those eyes.
Yeah, it's so true. So during COVID, I mean, what have you been able to do as an artist? I mean, it's like, it's super challenging. I feel so sorry for this industry as
Very
a whole,
much so.
Right? It's a mess. And somebody was telling me the statistic that like, I don't know, I think it's over 90% of the beauty industry, I'm not surprised, is women. Right. And a lot of them are sole breadwinners and it's just, you know, a lot, right?
But
what do you think? I mean, what's sort of been your experience just in dealing with, you know, the world?
I think the great side of it is, you know, you have to tap into something else, right? And like, I'm behind the scenes kind of girl. I love making people look beautiful and I love making people feel confident where you're going on stage or you're going on a carpet or you're going to go interview someone else. I like to bring that up. And I think during this whole COVID, it's like, oh, wait, I have to be on camera? Like, I'm not really into this, but how else are my clients and my followers going to like know any of this, right? So I'm like, oh. And I think at least that I could still share my message. I could still give people like positive reinforcement that we're going to get through this together and I'm here for them. And I think that has helped me a lot because it was hard for a while. It's like, I haven't seen any of my clients since the beginning of March.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's hard. And that's, so I think, you know, thank goodness I have my startup and I have this brand and it's been a blessing in disguise. And now I'm trying to, because some of our products are made in Korea and in Germany. And this whole thing, I'm like, I've always, when I first launched, I only wanted to do US made. I only wanted to do organic. And again, like I was saying, it was obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, door shut, door shut, door shut, door shut. No, 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 no. And I think now I really want to bring everything back again. And I want to try and bring all my products made here. And that's what, like the next two products that we're launching are made in the USA. And I'm really excited about that. And they're fantastic and they're clean and they're healthy cosmetics is kind of what I'm calling them. And I think that too, the whole COVID, like it really brought me back to the whole, like, okay, I really wanted it. I've always wanted that. And now that I at least I have a little bit more of a name now and a little bit more reputation, reputable now, that more companies are starting to now be okay with me. But also I like email them like 25,000 times a day, right? This person will reply to me. This person will want to work with me. And yeah, now they are. And so I think sometimes you have to just keep going, I think. And it's like you have your ups and your downs and your all arounds. And you're like, why am I getting into this again? And then you have to remember why. And I think COVID really reminded me exactly why.
No, I think that's really, really important. So, and I think just as a, you know, fairly new startup too. I mean, I think you're both a products and then you have a service business, as you said. I think what you've done mm-hmm. an amazing job in doing is that you didn't just stop and say, okay, you know, poor me, I just need to like sit here or wait it out or whatever. You really, I mean, I saw you just went right to social and you continued to build your brand and you just did such a great job in doing it.
Thank you.
No, you really did. And I think it's like, it's not limited either to any one industry. I think you can, you know, continue to sort of show people that you're a real person that actually is trying to live through the.
Absolutely.
You're a mom as well. And, you know, it's like doing all of.
Absolutely.
You know, a small business owner and all of these, you know, things that so many of us are going through. I think that's just, you have done such an amazing job with that. So tell me like what, I know you mentioned other products. Have you launched those yet? Or?
No, I'm really excited about them now. I've been working on I'm obsessed with brow gels and brow pens. And I've been working on these for at least like 3 years now before even the launch of the actual product. And yeah, I think it's coming to fruition really soon. We're on the last just like fundamentals of everything. And like I said, it's all going to be made in the US. So that's phenomenal as well. But yeah, we're really excited to launch hopefully by the end of this year. So we'll have more products.
So like you've got the 5 eyebrow, what do you think are like some of the top tips for people if they're sitting at home and they want to go on to your site and order? How do they know what color, right?
That's a good question. And I think that's why when I launched it, I didn't want to get, because you know, there's so many cosmetics out there. And I think just me as a consumer, I am a consumer, I get lost. And I come from a makeup background. And I'm like, is this brand authentic? Like what is this brand about? So I didn't want to get lost. And I really wanted to help people and kind of guide them, but not like, how come she has 17 different colors? And I think that's great, right? But for my product, I am trying to make product that universal. For example, my blonde product works on you. Yeah. Like, and that's what I love about it. If they're interchangeable and like, you can use another product for your eyeshadow. Like I have it on as my eye because I mean, I'm traveling. I have my one product. I use it as my eyeshadow and my eyeliner. And now it's in my brows.
That's amazing. Like, that's great.
Yeah. So it's like, I wanted it small so then people wouldn't get confused. Mm-hmm. And so it's very tailored and it's very interchangeable.
That's great.
Like with the hues.
Yeah.
I was very anal when it came to choosing tones and colors and undertones because I wanted it to fit more than just one type of hair color.
Yeah.
I wanted it to kind of reach more.
What do you think are like the key things that people are responding to on your social? Is it the tutorials?
You know, I'm super new at this whole tutorial and I just launched my blog as well on my website. So I'm really new at it. And this, again, this, you know, you always have to, well, I do anyway, look in the silver lining of this whole dark place I feel like we're in. And I was like, okay, what can I do? And I thought someone suggested, oh, why don't you do tutorials? Like, I'm sure people would love to know, like how to do these things, right? Yeah. And so I just did it. And that was my first one. And Who What Where asked me to do it. And it just, I mean, we had over like 180,000 views on it or something. And I'm like, oh, wait, so people do want to watch these? I'm like, okay, awesome. And so, yeah, I'm definitely going to do a lot more of those because I feel like people love them. And I also don't want to just stick with, you know, brows. If anyone wants to know anything about anything else, if it's beauty or clean eating or anything that goes with our state, with our brand, just healthy, like I want to know that too, because I think it's more than that. And like, I really genuinely love connecting with people. Mm-hmm. Like I really genuinely do. I like love people and I really want people to connect with me even though they can't see me face to face. And I think that would be a great outlet for me to connect with people.
I love it. And so you've built the brand on social, lots of word of mouth. Are you going mm-hmm. to stores? Do you think like, you know, as stores start to open up, I mean, I just look at like the beauty industry and overall, like, where do you think that like sits for a young brand?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question. And my whole goal when I first launched was to be in Barney's. Because I am a Barney's girl at heart. I mean, I love Barney's. I love the concept. I mean, I'm still heartbroken about it. I'm like, why did I have the money to buy it? Yeah. Oh my God, why Barney's? Yeah. And by the way, I was actually in talks with Barney. We were going to do a pop-up.
Oh, that's amazing.
In New York City. And it was literally like my moment of like, I'm going to make it. Yeah. I'm getting into Barney's. This was my goal. Well, I had two goals. I wanted to write up in Allure. That was my one goal. And I'm in Allure. And my second goal was to be in Barney's. And like, there I am talking to the buyers. And, you know, we were in negotiation on like when we were going to do it. And then they closed. And I'm like, okay. And I think something I learned just along the way, you got to go with the punches and ride them out and just keep on going, because there's going to be things that you think supposed to align. And if I get there, then I'm going to be here. And then if I get here, I'm going to be there. And I clearly realize I can't get into Barney's because they don't even exist. So now what? So then I just started focusing on my, you know, DTC and really just trying to put people there and bring them there. And I think that's kind of like, you just kind of go with it, right. I guess. Right.
No, I love it. And I do think that, you know, you're really, somebody said to me the other day, I was talking to him about my podcast actually. And this was somebody who had just this crazy following. And I said, so how do you grow your podcast? And I thought what he said was just so interesting, because I think it's really like, how do you grow a brand? And he's focus on, you know, the first 100 people, right? Like those people that really said, like, you should go and launch your, you know, business. Like you continue, you know, obviously to invite people in and be a part of it. But I think when you focus on those first 100 people and making sure that, you know, they feel honored, that they feel part of your decision process. I do too. Like I sat there and I, you know, got, and I think it really applies to almost any business out there, right?
Like, oh yeah.
You know, a podcast or if it's a product, because you think about, you know, those people, they'll come back to you and they'll be like, oh gosh, I like, how's your business going? What's going on with it? You know, and just asking them to help you kind of build it, I think is really, you know, such a key thing. So whether it's Barney's, or I'm sure those people have now gone to other places as well.
Right.
Like it'll come for you, right? Like over time.
Yeah. I think, so during this whole other COVID thing, you know, my mind kind of spiraled too. I was like, okay, so, you know, as we know, the bigger stores are starting to close, like the Barney's. And I'm like, okay, so now what? I think so during that, I decided, I think as a brand, especially a small brand, I want a storefront. And no one knows this.
I love it. Well, I think that would be amazing. And I could totally see just browse. And just focusing on that.
Yeah, like a little small, where we're service as well. So you can come and get your brows and or makeup, but it's our brand. So it's a storefront with services. And I think, I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but I just think what that's the universe is like telling me that that's like the next step for my brand.
Oh,
anyway.
I love it. I love it.
So sorry, Kate Somerville, if you're listening. She doesn't know. She was my client for years.
She's coming. So that's awesome. I love it. So I asked you two final questions. So first of all, favorite hint, product or flavor?
I mean, you know, I'm a huge fan. I don't know if you know this, but I am a huge fan. I have literally probably every single, by the way, my followers love your brand now too, because they're like, I'm always posting and tagging your, because I absolutely am obsessed with your product. Everyone now on the East Coast here is now into it. My old in-laws here, because they carry you at Stop and Shop. Never heard of Stop and Shop, but
you know, yeah, they're in the Cape. Yeah.
Hints there, by the way, we're drinking it out here. But I'm also obsessed with your SPF spray. It's incredible. I love it. It's amazing. So favorite hint, water, I would say watermelon.
Yeah. Watermelon. We have watermelon mint now too. That is so good. Yeah. It's super yummy. We should do something on your Instagram, like maybe do a hint giveaway on your Instagram.
Oh yeah. So my followers are obsessed. Hint. Yeah, that would be good with a little tequila.
Yeah. There you go.
Watermelon mint tequila.
I love it. So what makes you unstoppable?
That's a really good question. And I thought about it. And I think when I really look at, when I step back, I think I love what I do. I genuinely, wholeheartedly love what I do. And I know something my dad has always told me, because my dad's an attorney, and he's like, you have to be a doctor or an attorney. You know, it's like old school mentality, yeah. I guess. And I clearly am not either. And I was like, yeah, okay. He's like, but the one thing I gave you is passion, determination, and perseverance. And so basically you can do whatever you want with those three gifts I gave you. And he's absolutely right. I love what I do. I'm really passionate about it. So I don't know if you can tell. And I'm not going to let anything stop me.
I love it. And I really think also that, you know, my book is called Undaunted, that's coming out, and it's really about just going out and trying things. And I know you and I have had conversations about this. I mean, there's some things, you know, that it, have worked, and some things maybe that haven't worked, I'm sure, along the way, but you're willing to try and try the journey and, you know, and like keep trying, right? Which I think is just what
keep going,
you know, go out and try these things and start small. And I always, you know, hear from consumers who ask me, especially when I'm out speaking, like, how do you have the courage to go and launch a business? And I think so many people, including yourself, whether it's a small business or now a large business, it's, you just start somewhere, right? You put a stake in the ground and you just go do it. And, you know, you don't necessarily need to have tons of money to go and launch anything too. I think especially today, if you figure out how to do social, you know, figure out, like, if you're okay with picking and packing products initially in order to get it out.
Oh, and we did that.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, you start somewhere and you just kind of see what happens. And, you know, and it's a really, like, fulfilling thing too, to be able to go and do that. And, you know,
absolutely.
You know, I think like the confidence that you gain just from sort of knowing what you've accomplished along the way is probably huge.
And I think too, a good thing is, I don't know if you saw that chart. It's like the entrepreneur chart is like, one day you're like, ooh, I'm in this magazine. And the next day you're like, I get nose. And then you get like, and it's true. It's like, you just have to know there's going to be ups and downs. And even today I have to remind myself that, like, I'm going to have my ups and I'm going to have my downs and I'm going to have my disappointments. And I'm going to have like, why did I waste that money on that? That was stupid. I mean, I've made so many mistakes. Like, I think that's what I think you have to make mistakes in order for you to grow as a business. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I've made a lot of mistakes and made bad decisions of like, why did I do this? I should have done that. And I don't know. I think that's something that if I could tell any person that's going to launch any business, whatever it is just know there's going to be ups and downs and you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. Just keep going.
I think that's totally great. And also, you know, you're a fairly new parent, and I think like the role that you're, you know, playing for your son too is just amazing, right? Like, I think you're showing him that, you know, you're going out and you're trying things and you'll have stories to tell. And
it's so funny. I think about that all the time. Thank you for bringing that up. Cause I always look at him and I'm like, mommy's doing this for you. You don't realize it, but I really am. Like, I want him to like, look at me and be like, I'm really proud of my mom. Like, look at what she has tried. Even if I fail,
right,
at least I tried. And that's one thing. Like, if you fail, at least you tried. It's better to say I tried than not try at all. You don't want to look back at your life 10, 20 years and you're like, oh, I wish I would have done that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I did it. It didn't work out. Move on.
Right.
No. Then saying, oh, I wish.
No, I love
that's
it.
That's not good.
I absolutely love it. So how do people find you, Stevie? What's your social handles? And
so my social handle is Naturally By. That's it. Naturally By. And then my personal is Stevie Christine, StevieChristine. And Naturally By, a lot of people ask me why I named it that. My whole goal in that was I wanted it to be Naturally By, and I want to eventually create this like little sanctuary of people where we work together. And it could be, so my assistant, his handle is Naturally By Matthew. So I want it to just eventually have this umbrella of people that we just work together and we do incredible brows together and we're all Naturally By each other.
I love it.
So that's kind of the whole reason why I named it that.
I absolutely love it. So very, very cool. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Yes, and you guys all go, and I'm going to go buy some of Stevie's products again, too. I'm in desperate need right now as I'm looking at her beautiful brows. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
If you like what you heard, please help spread the word and leave us a review. You can also follow along with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Kara Golden. Do you have a question for me or want to nominate an innovator to spotlight? Please talk to me at Kara Golden on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, be unstoppable. Unstoppable. Unstoppable.